Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
For most people, this would be day two of a four-day work week.
How does that sound?
pretty good.
Yeah. Not us, but
not
most
us. For us. I mean, but for most people.
This is day two of a six-day work week for us.
We took on more on a holiday work week. Good for us.
We're going to be live at the fireworks on the 4th of July, a little scramble for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be live at the ballpark before the big record coming up on Saturday. And oh my God, that's Saturday. And I'm going out of order. I should have also started with rabbit. First day of July, my
and
friend.
Today is July 1. That's right. Yeah.
Just let that ring true, like freedom.
Brand new month.
Let me get the station calendar and flip it.
Just so you know, I already saw the back to school supplies going up. So July is basically over. So.
I almost brought it up yesterday on my Facebook feed. I saw a back to school pool party was scheduled in Central City.
What?
It was going to be in August, but they're advertising it now.
I'm like,
it's too soon to use those words, back to school.
I know. It's weird with a calendar flip. We go from, hey, summer just started to summer is officially over and we're ready for the end. Like, it's just crazy how
it's
fast.
Too soon.
It's so sudden, just with one calendar flip. July has some power, man.
You were talking yesterday about this trend in millennial parenting, letting kids get back to 80s and 90s summers.
Yeah.
How about also Target, Walmart, let the kids have their summers. Don't put those products out yet.
I know. If you could just hold off on all of that stuff, but they're like, what are we supposed to do? After the 4th of July, there's a big empty retail space. What are we supposed to put there?
Come on, I just want to sell some more spiral-bound notebooks. What's wrong with that?
And I make a killing on those notebooks.
You should sell more sunscreen, more outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
Camping things.
Bubbles.
S'mores kits.
Yes. Actually, this is like peak s'mores season, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's not as hot as it has been the last couple days, so you can s'more something up.
We made some s'mores this past weekend.
Did you?
I got so excited because I found giant marshmallows.
That's the trick.
No.
It's not?
No, I got extra.
They're too big?
I got too big of a marshmallow. It was too much marshmallow, my
just
friend.
Just oozing out the sides?
I want a jumbo marshmallow.
But
yes. But this
you
was...
You got the venti?
Yes. It was torta. Okay? It was the biggest marshmallow.
So it's a gallon of marshmallow.
Yes! You would put it over the fire, and it would like, oh, yeah, it's perfectly toasted. And there's still a core of marshmallow that has not gotten any heat.
It was like rare steak.
Yes.
But you cooked it, you seared it on the outside.
Everybody had to double toast their marshmallows. You would toast the marshmallow on the outside, take the skin off of it, and then you had to toast it
again.
Guts.
Are you a flame it up marshmallow cooker? Or are you an even rotation light brown?
I want to be. I aspire to be.
I don't have the patience for that.
I don't have the patience for it. Of course, it's going to light on fire at some point.
And there's nothing wrong with a little charred sugar. It tastes good.
Sometimes that's good.
Yeah.
My husband is the perfect slow and steady.
How does that man have the patience?
I don't know where it comes from because it doesn't make sense at all. But I'm like, let's just do it. S'mores.
Go at it.
Yeah.
I've not had.
That's not me.
Once we rebuilt the fireplace, I think you got us a s'mores thing.
Yeah.
We have three s'mores kits.
You have all the s'mores kits.
We've had zero s'mores.
Dude, what are you doing?
Waiting too long. I think it's also odd to cook s'mores in your house.
That is a
little
strange.
It's an outdoor activity. There's nothing different about it. It's a wood-burning fireplace.
Why couldn't you? Yeah.
We can. Why don't we? We shall.
Eh. It's also, then I started doing it, and I'm like, oh, this is so messy.
It's try having it with a beard.
Oh. Yeah, that'd
be bad. I mean, ice cream's hard. But sticky marshmallow, it just gets everywhere.
But you know, when there's a desire to put it in your gullet.
I will do it.
Yeah.
Look at you. It doesn't stop me.
So brave.
Yes, thank you. Now I might have living room marshmallows tonight. That sounds good.
Oh, it sounds so good now.
Uh-huh.
Dang it.
Mm.
Oh, now I just want a schmo. Mm.
Shorthand for marshmallow.
Yeah, schmo.
Schmo?
Schmo.
Good for you and your fun language. Just you. Schmo?
A delicious piping hot schmo.
So,
yeah,
okay.
Sorry, that's just my
own that's
thing.
Fine. Schmo.
Schmo.
When you say that to your family, do they know what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just, okay, great.
Schmoes.
Throw that bag of schmoes my way.
Did I make it up? I thought it was, nope.
I need some Hershey chalks and some schmoes.
It's delicious.
Never heard it before.
Delicious hot schmoes.
I'm not trying to stop it.
Okay.
I'm just getting used to it.
You can't shut it down. It's already out there. It's
schmo
happening.
Schmo is out there.
Schmoes. And are you cool?
Is this a test?
This is a question. Yes, this is a test. I love the irony of this because it has come down to a science. Someone has made coolness.
To determine coolness?
Yes.
All right, what's the formula?
It's a study that looked at when what makes people cool.
Yes.
It comes down to 6 traits.
Okay, here we go.
According to some nerd.
Okay. I always heard, like, if you said you're cool out loud, like, I'm intrinsically cool, you're not cool.
That's not cool.
Because you have to tell people you're cool.
No, don't say it. Okay. Don't say it out loud.
Trait number one.
Extroverted.
Okay.
Ding. Adventurous.
You don't think
you're adventurous?
I'm pseudo-adventurous. I'm cautiously adventurous.
Cautiously adventurous. The coolest kind of adventurous.
That's so cool, man.
Safety first.
So, okay, let's put me in a column and Tony Milan.
Sure.
So far, Tony Milan has just aced 1 and 2.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm great on 1. 2, I'm cautiously adventurous.
You're like 2B, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Open?
What does that mean?
Are you an open person?
Nah, I'm a little more closed.
Open.
Okay.
Autonomous?
Yes, fully autonomous.
Very independent.
So much so.
I think I'm not autonomous. Hedonistic?
No, I'm not into that. No.
What?
But Tony Milan, yes.
But Tony Milan, yes. And powerful.
And do you have to think you're powerful?
Lost me again.
Not in this building. Not in my house. There's no power. I'm powerless.
I just found out I'm not cool.
I didn't make all 6 markers. Dang it.
Well, we tried, right?
We did try.
We tried.
Thanks for giving me a shot.
So much for the study, science.
Yeah.
Not
because
cool.
I'm 2/3 cool, right? 4 out of 6 ain't bad.
Oh, my Lord. Don't go around claiming I'm 2/3 the way cool.
I'm fractionally cool.
Hey, guys.
Any up? Other fractionally cool nerds with me?
I'm only fractionally cool.
Raise your hand 2/3 of the way.
Hey, totally not cool. More scramble.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I was just telling you, I'm a little bit panicked with this calendar flip. Suddenly, it's July, and once we get to, you know, the holiday, 4th of July is always, like, the downhill slide. After this, it's all over.
It's the hump day of summer.
Yes.
Yep.
Because we also are looking forward to a couple of vacations, and there's, you know, stuff on the calendar. July is very, very busy, and then when August hits, it's back to school. And we discussed as a family at the beginning of this summer that one of the things on my kids' bucket list is attending a summer concert. And I have come up just a little short on that.
You have nothing?
Nothing. No plan. I try to throw out an idea of, like, maybe this artist, but trying to get both kids to agree on who they want to see. So I think we just need to go to a concert that nobody cares about.
Well, and this, don't take this the wrong way, Dallas Jacobus, but he's playing Freedom Festival on Friday.
That'd be a concert.
That's a concert. It's an outdoor experience.
Hey, can that count?
Yes, of course it counts.
Okay, that could count.
I'm just thinking out loud. You've got Nelly at the Great Jones County Fair. That could count.
There's opportunities.
Yes.
There are.
And then you've got the entire state fair roster to go.
I know. I was thinking, like, state fair is a good back pocket because that's end of summer, right? And then you go right into school.
You could punish them. No, that's not nice. I was going to say you could take them to Kids Bop.
No!
They're too old for Kids
Bop.
No.
Oh, my. 13. It might fly with 9. It would not fly with 13. 13's going to see right
through
that.
That would be a very icy cold September and ride home.
No. I don't want to do that. No, would be terrible.
It's a show for a certain audience. You're right. Your 13-year-old would hate it.
I'm just more saying this all out loud just to remind myself.
You got to go to a concert.
This is something on the list. This is a to-do, so let's get it to done.
There's a lot of free ones on the banks of the whatever river runs through Des Moines.
Yeah.
Go to those.
Yeah.
That's an easy trip.
Just get it done.
Put it on a calendar and get it done.
Yeah.
Much like I need to attack whatever the heck is living in my backyard.
Did you figure out what it is?
No, we didn't figure it out, but I will say I need to go back and double check the size of that thing. But yeah, I've got a hole under the shed in the back, so I'm a little wholehearted if you get my drift. We were on a podcast yesterday in Coralville, and we had to get there in a certain time. And I'm pulling out of the driveway, and I kid you not, Barb knocks on my window of my car. Yeah. She's like, "Hey." I'm like, "What? I gotta go." She's like, "Two things. One, it's okay that you describe me as Rambo." Because I did yesterday.
Well, good, because that happened.
But she's like, "I will not kill an innocent creature."
Oh, so you cannot count on Barb to take care of this for
you. Man, you're my muscle.
But I thought...
I thought you were going to take care of it. But not so much.
Don't go expecting Barb to take care of your...
No. So whatever is living under my shed is on me. So that's issue number one. Issue number two, and my wife's going to discover this morning, and it's not going to go well. We have one of those... it starts with a Z. It's the blue light that you put in your kitchen.
Yeah, like Zephyr or something like that.
Let's call it Zephyr.
Zevia.
It's that season right now where those big beetle-looking things are outside. One has worked its way in and has been attracted by the blue light. But it has yet to crawl on the sticky paper.
Ugh.
So when I left this morning, it was still basking in the blue light on the wall, which means Shannon's going to find it. And now I just don't know if I'm in trouble.
You didn't take care of it? You're in trouble.
My hands were full.
You're in trouble with me.
I had your big cup of water.
Don't throw this on me.
It was had stuff to take out to recycling.
Set it down.
And I had composting to
take
out.
Set it all down.
No, my hands were full.
Come back and take care of the problem.
Why can't she kill it?
She does. What if it doesn't go towards the light?
It's just right now, it's like, I think it's thinking. It's hypnotized by the light.
And it's just living inside of your home now.
It's about the size of a thumb.
Oh, it's sick. It's big. Ew.
Yeah, I'm in trouble when I get home.
Yeah.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
A new president and CEO has been hired to replace Doug Newman at the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance. Juliet Abdel. I'll learn when I meet her.
Yes.
Accepted the position with unanimous approval of both the search committee and the Economic Alliance's policy board. She's coming to us from the Greater Topeka Partnership in Kansas, where she's currently president of the chamber and senior vice president of their partnership, which is similar to the way it's situated here with the Economic Alliance. So congratulations to Juliet. Welcome. Cedar Rapids takes the gig starting on July the 28th. Iowa Department of Safety, Iowa State Patrol, and the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau all collaborating to educate the public. Iowa's new hands-free driving law goes into effect today, July 1st. Iowa's the 31st state in the nation to enact hands-free legislation. The law prohibits drivers from the following. You cannot touch your phone basically with your hand on a wheel. That means you cannot hold your phone, type, scroll, enter GPS coordinates, stream video, view content, or make calls unless voice activated.
Okay.
It's all got to be out of your hand and somehow positioned so you can engage with it without touching it. Drivers can use, you know, phone mounts, auxiliary cables, your speakerphone, your Bluetooth. A lot of voice command in cars now will do that.
Yeah.
The law goes into effect today, and a warning period will run all the way through the end of the year. So you will be getting issued warnings, not actual tickets, but then fines.
Through the end of the year?
Through the end of the year. Okay. The fines and all of that will start coming up on January the 1st. Iowa going hands-free as of today. The Iowa Indie Bookshop Tour kicks off today, runs through September 30th. 45 bookstores across Iowa are taking part. Tour encourages people to visit all 45 different independent bookstores with both passport. There's kind of a bingo challenge as well. At the end of the tour, then they're going to draw for a ton of prizes. They started this last year at the Green Dragon Bookshop in Fort Dodge. It's their idea.
Cool.
And it's going to make its trip across Iowa this year. So in our area... there's a lot. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Iowa City, Haunted Bookshop, Sidekick Coffee and Books, Captain's Bookshop, Prairie Lights.
Prairie Lights. Okay.
The Black Rose in West Branch.
Okay.
Ren and Pearl in Mount Vernon. The Nook in Cedar Falls. Swamp Fox, Alter Ego Comics, HEA Book Boutique in Marion.
Uh-huh.
And Next Page Books in Cedar Rapids.
Awesome.
All taking part in this summer bookstore tour called the Indie Bookshop Tour. Kicks off today. Runs through September the 30th.
That's a great
idea. Feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Apparently, Avatar isn't enough to contain James Cameron. He is also making a film about the brutal realities of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima in 1945. It's based on a book that's due to come out called The Ghosts of Hiroshima. And he says that he's not afraid to go where Christopher Nolan didn't go with Oppenheimer.
What does that mean?
Well, he's calling out Christopher Nolan because he says that it's interesting that Nolan stayed away from the realities of what happened after the atomic bomb. He said, look, I love filmmaking, but I feel like that was a bit of a moral cop-out. And I don't like to criticize another filmmaker's film, but here we go. But there's only one brief moment where he sees some charred bodies in the audience and the film goes to show how deeply it moved him, but he says he didn't go far enough.
Most of the movie is about Oppenheimer like contemplating his life choices. Isn't that the whole plot of Oppenheimer?
Yeah, but he's not showing the stark reality. So James Cameron is going to. He feels like they dodged the subject mostly altogether, and he doesn't know if that was Christopher Nolan's choice or maybe if that was like a movie studio's choice. That was something that they didn't want to touch, but he's like, I'm not afraid. I'm going to do it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
James Cameron.
Do it. Do it. And
Let's see.
Is he just writing?
Sounds like two 13-year-olds taunting each other. Well,
your movie was good, but it wasn't that good.
Nolan hasn't said a thing, but at least, like,
yeah.
Why are you starting this little director war?
Just seems unnecessary. You're James Cameron.
Agreed.
Just dignity.
Make your films and let the films speak for themselves.
Well, sometimes nobody goes and sees the film. That was the problem for Pixar. Nobody is going to see Elio.
Wouldn't you agree that they did a horrible job letting the world know it was coming out?
I would agree. I didn't know anything about it. I don't know what it's the premise. But we complain all the time about sequels and prequels and reboots and remakes and movies about things that are already existing and we already know everything about them. So when studios do deliver content that we've never heard of, are we scared to see it? That's kind of what Pixar is claiming. Their Instagram account posted a video of a woman hyping up the movie. And she says, stop complaining that Disney doesn't make original stories if you don't show up to movie theaters and support them in the first place. It had the worst opening weekend of a Pixar film ever. So Pixar is fighting back at the fans that didn't go see it.
I think you need to give us something that we're emotionally connecting with. And I will give you two movie titles that did great. Three, Brave.
Yeah.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
And WALL-E. All original stories.
Yeah.
And all did great.
Well,
and all had charm and we were interested in them. This just didn't. A kid gets kidnapped by aliens.
I didn't see that anywhere, though. Like, I didn't until it was in theaters.
And poorly marketed.
I know. I just, like, you're a Disney entity. You should be in my face all the time.
Yes.
I should be very aware of you and your characters and the story. And yeah.
I do agree with that Instagram person that we need to see more original stuff and we need to stop complaining about it.
Yeah.
But
and maybe it is a good film. I don't know.
Not enough people are talking about it.
That's the problem.
Because you didn't promote it enough.
That's the problem. Well, there's a new psych rock band called The Velvet Sundown.
Psych rock?
Psychedelic rock? Psychedelic rock.
Okay.
They have got people listening. They've got two full-length albums out in a single month, a third on its way coming up here in July.
What?
It's impressive, right, for any musical act. But it looks like this musical act is a product entirely of AI.
The Velvet Sundown.
The Velvet Sundown. It's just something about the photos the band keeps releasing on their social media. It just looks kind of yellow-tinted, smoothed over, hyper-realistic photos of some of the band members. They said that the singer is Gabe Farrow, guitarist Lenny West, synth player Milo Raines, and the percussionist Orion Rio Del Mar.
Is this band any good?
Are they any good?
Are they any good?
You tell me.
Do we know it's full AI?
We don't know for
sure. Or we're suspecting it.
Nobody has come forward and said, yep, nope, I did this all with AI. But none of these guys in this band have any sort of background online prior to
this. Or is it kind of like
this?
The Gorillaz? Remember, it was animated,
mm-hmm.
but it was an actual band.
Well, there is a little part on their track list that says some tracks on this album may have been created using artificial intelligence.
Ah.
Some or all? Because it's sounding like...
Well, if you start with some, it could include all. They're just not saying it.
Well, look, guys, it started with some. And then
also, it's the Velvet Sundown. They break rules.
Also, listen to... Their biography is just word salad. There's something quietly spellbounding about the Velvet Sundown. You don't just listen to them. You drift into them.
Oh, God.
Their music doesn't shout for your attention. It sleeps slowly like a scent that suddenly takes you back somewhere you didn't expect. What?
Yeah. Boy, that smell just took me back somewhere I wasn't expecting to go.
Whew. is that smell?
I think it's patchouli.
Is there a skunk in here?
Is that weed?
Whoa, man, you're freaking me out.
I gotta find a lava lamp.
Stat. Ben, get a lava lamp.
I need a lava lamp. I need a marijuana flag and a black light. Now.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Live from the back patio here at the radio station for some Taste It Tuesday.
That's beautiful.
Typically, we would do this indoors, but the odor of the red onion is already proliferated the entire building.
I don't even
and
know.
And we attempted to take it outside, but slicing it inside, I think, has already released the smell.
I sliced it in my own
home. It was pre-sliced?
Yeah, I sliced onion and then ate a bowl of Raisin Bran. I've had a weird morning. It's been a weird day.
That
folks.
Is a weird day.
Yeah.
And now we're going to eat raw red onion with toppings because this is now a trend.
Yeah, people are taking red onions, raw onion, and kind of elevating them just a little bit, making them almost like an appetizer that you could serve. And, you know, if you've got people coming over for the 4th of July, maybe this is something you want to try.
Are those for my hamburger? No, slap hand. Eat them raw.
Don't
you fool.
Quit eating all of the appetizers.
Okay, you have them in order. What am I looking at first?
So plate number one is kind of a more of a pickled onion, per se.
Okay.
We've got a sliced red onion.
Yep.
Producer Chef Boyer Ben has given us a little sprinkle of lemon juice.
Okay, I
over
see
the
that.
Top. A drizzle of olive oil
okay.
on top of that.
Is there some balsamic on there?
Yes, there's a
lovely.
Balsamic glaze on top. There's also some capers.
And some salt and pepper.
Salt and
pepper. To taste.
Yes, to taste.
Okay, are you ready?
Hope it tastes. I have high hopes for this.
This one versus the other ones we have still to come?
Just in general. I have high hopes. I think this will be tasty.
I like that some as I'm looking at the plates, how come the bigger, thicker cut onion is in front of me?
Oh, that's too bad for you.
Did you set this up with Chef Boyer Ben?
I did not.
Just luck of the draw.
I did
huh?
not. It's just you're just lucky, I guess.
Okay, here we go.
Mine's sitting in juices.
I've got a quite large slice of red onion. It's got here's where I like
can we just call it generous?
A generous portion of red onion.
Yeah.
I like the fact though that it's very stable. Right?
Yes.
Is this the more stable of the onion family? Have you found?
What?
Have you tried this with other onions?
What do you mean? Well, more stable?
Does red have a little bit more, like it's like a heavy cracker.
No, but I do think
compared
that
to like
you,
a
eat,
white.
You eat more raw red onion.
Because it looks
nice
good on salad.
On a burger or
exactly.
a salad. Yeah. So I think that this will taste okay.
Okay, here we go. Caper, salt and pepper, olive juice or olive oil, lemon juice, and some balsamic
glaze.
And capers.
Okay.
There's a lot going on there.
There's many flavors.
I like it. It's basically a salad without lettuce.
It's salad.
Because it's salad. We just made our own salad dressing.
Yes, it's a deconstructed salad dressing.
I'm not a big capers fan, but it's fine.
That's the pickly part, right?
Yeah.
Try another bite.
Oh, man, you dropped some onion. Now, here's the downside.
Here's some capers.
As you start to eat through these layers, it starts to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be very specific when you hold it. It's like
messy.
Eating sushi.
I think I got past the onion acidity, and I've gotten it more into some of the flavors.
I don't mind that. I don't know if I'd serve that big of a slice.
I don't know if I'd serve it at all. Honestly, what are we doing?
We're doing Taste It Tuesday. Because we take one for the team here.
I don't know. That was okay. I think
option,
it was okay.
Take all those toppings and then chop that up into fine onion and just serve it as and call it a summer salad.
Summer salad, yeah.
Somebody would do that, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I think it would be easier to have a summer salad like that. Just eating it like it's a cracker, the slice of onion.
That's
is,
a little tough.
It is kind of hard. Now, I did find another TikTok chef
okay.
who recommended doing a spicy version. And this spicy version has a pickled jalapeno on top.
I also see, is this everything bagel seasoning?
That is correct.
Lovely.
We've still got the same base. You need to do a little bit of lemon juice and olive oil. I don't know if that just kind of cuts some
I think
of
I cuts,
onion acidity.
Yes, because onion's very prevalent.
And then a little sprinkle of dill.
Okay. Oh, that's dill.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah. You're supposed to use fresh, but I couldn't find it.
Fresh dill?
So we have some dried dill.
That's
dried
fine. Dill. I like dill. Either way.
You do?
Yeah. I don't like pickles. I like dill. I'm
You're
enigma.
Weird.
I'm so weird. Okay, this is raw red onion dressed again, but now we're adding a pickled jalapeno and all of those extra little flavors on top.
Yeah, maybe spicy is more of my thing.
Bite number two.
Okay, bite two.
Version number two. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, I lost the center of my onion.
That's a mess. Me too. It is spicy.
I like it better. I like the spice mixing with the acidity of the onion. What do you think?
Actually, no. No, not for- I think it's just...
I mean, comparing what I just had, it's the better of the two. The heat does build in the back of your throat, though, since you gave me a full jalapeno pepper.
You didn't have to eat the whole thing in one bite.
I was trying to really enjoy it.
I really wanted to.
Trying to go all in on it.
I think the first one is more of a like vinegary salad. And
yes.
This one was more of a little bit more heat.
This is more, this one tastes experimental. Like, yes. Why would you do this? Right?
Yeah. Just try something.
Yeah. Just try the center part one more time. Just dip it with all of the juices.
Just try again.
See if I like it.
Well, you got to get some of the spice. You got to have the jalapeno.
I don't want them.
Ah.
And some dill.
Oh.
Mm.
How's that?
I like the salt. Salt brings out some good flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That was better. I just wiped my finger across the top. I think I just like the toppings.
I think
I like the condiments on mm-hmm. top of the onion more
you know
so
what?
Than the onion.
We're using condiments to kind of cover up onion flavor.
The fact that we're eating raw red onion.
Like, come on.
And this is a trend, huh?
This is a trend.
Well, two down, one to go. What is sitting in front of you?
Instead of making a sandwich using bread, what if the red onion slices was your bread?
So we've got top and bottom red onion slices, lettuce leaf,
mm-hmm.
some cheese, and is that turkey?
Sliced turkey.
Okay. We're going to tackle an onion sandwich.
Onion sandwich!
We continue Taste It Tuesday live from the Z102.9 patio. It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
They'll try most anything. It's Taste It Tuesday with the Morning Scramble, Z102.9.
I'm realizing I think the onion is working its way into my sinuses.
Ew.
I just can kind of feel like a tingling in my nose, and it has to be from all of this onion that we've been eating. We're eating raw red onion with toppings.
There's an overpowering odor to an onion.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the recipes that we've tried so far have tried to neutralize that.
And this is a TikTok now in the world of gourmet eating.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Red onion taking center stage in all of our foods, including a sandwich.
Okay. So no bread. Instead, we've got red onion,
mm-hmm.
lettuce.
Yep.
Looks like that's a lovely Colby Jack.
Yeah, I went with a turkey and a Colby Jack. I thought that's kind of like a traditional Sammy.
And then another piece of onion.
Yeah. I don't know if we should have maybe added some mayo or some mustard or something, but
I would have asked for a little mayo if I was ordering this at the onion restaurant.
We'll see what happens. Or does the onion provide enough juices?
Oh God, what's weeping onto my cheese? Is that from the lettuce?
That's probably weepy onion.
Oh God. Mm. Why do we have weepy red onion?
Mm.
All right. This is our onion sandwich stacked with turkey, cheese, and lettuce.
So, I just lost a circle of onion.
I'm trying to do it one-handed.
Yep.
I guess I got to go this way. Here we go.
A big bite.
Mm.
That is a lot of onion.
My God.
Mm-hmm. It's too much onion. It's kind of good. Wait.
No,
wait, I just finally got to the turkey.
It takes away from the turkey. Mm. It overpowers the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you see someone had, like, salami?
Maybe if there was not a whole onion, maybe if it was just like the middle of the onion was out and then the turkey had a chance.
You asking to give turkey a chance?
Just give turkey a chance. Turkey's good.
Oh, now you've mixed your onion with my onion. How am I supposed to grab another bite?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want more?
Well,
I thought me sandwich as Sue sandwich.
I can't wait for someone to go on a romantic first date picnic. And they open up the picnic basket, and someone decided to make onion sandwiches.
Look, my darling.
Look.
I've made onion sandwiches.
If we could get through this meal, we could get through anything.
This is a true test. This is a date tester.
Here's what doesn't work with this whole concept. Because onion is, in and of itself, a condiment, a topping, everything just tastes like it's missing something.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Like, I would have this on a burger, or I'd have it on a sandwich, or I'd have it in a salad, but it's the dominant flavor of everything.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you're digging that sandwich more than I expected.
I like it a lot. I took off the top layer of onion, and I just used the lettuce as the bun.
Well, if it was bread, you'd just fold it over.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
This works.
I guess if you're keto, going, you know, carb-free, take out the bread, just add some red onion. There you go.
It's fine.
All right. I can't wait to go back in the studio and smell my own breath for the next 2 hours.
I think we're going to be very stinky all morning.
Oh, God. Not going to be fun. That wraps up Red Onion and You with the Morning Scramble and Taste It Tuesday.
There is such a thing as too much onion.
And we just experienced it. Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Morning Scramble made a lovely stop in Coralville yesterday, recording another podcast for the Morning Scramble podcast tour.
Yeah, just add another one to the list of podcasts that we have stopped by. We are inserting ourselves into as many local podcasts as we can.
We're still waiting to get Smoke in the Process up soon. That's with Skogman Realtor Tim Nash and Back 40 Barbecue Pitmaster Matt Miller.
Yeah.
That's recorded. We're waiting for that audio. And then we just recorded with the Watts Group in Coralville. They're a real estate company and developer. What's Happening with Gary Watts.
Yeah. Had a great time in Coralville yesterday recording that. So we'll get that. And in the coming weeks, we do have two episodes of podcasts that we have already done. The Groove Life podcast, which kind of started this whole idea with Shane and Michael Lumsford.
Big old podcast tour. Then we made another stop to enjoy Real Success with Nate Kading, which you may have seen an excerpt in the Quarter Business Journal. So that's 3, 4, 5 down. We are recording another one today, Plan Goal Plan, which is a professor out of Northern Iowa. Very, very lifestyle tip focused on how to kind of balance work and life and family. So I've been listening. All of these.
I hope
great.
We have tips.
Well, I don't know what she's going to ask us.
I don't know.
And then I think we're recording two more this week still.
Yeah. Yeah. We have
it's a podcast tour.
Yeah. We are taking all of the stops and making it easy for you.
All you got to do is go to the Morning Scramble page at KZIA.com. You'll click on podcast tour. And the moment the link is live, we will put it there. So keep checking back often and tour along with us. We're discovering so many fun podcasts that we didn't even know existed in our area. We do one for our show every day,
mm-hmm.
But we thought there's got to be some more out there, and we would love to make an appearance. And the tour has really gone, you know, I would say 100%. Like, we are in overdrive right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're recording a whole bunch right now. So this has been really, really fun. If you want to follow along, you can go to KZIA.com and click on the Morning Scramble page.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
I got a note from a mom who is excited. First of all, excited that her kids and their friends have kind of designated her house as their hangout zone. They stop by all the time. That seems to be where people kind of congregate. It's a good meeting spot for a lot of people. They're kind of centrally located within the town, so it works a lot for a lot of people. But she said that she's kind of getting to a point where she feels like she maybe needs to set up some ground rules, because last weekend when everybody was gathering, she's got a son and a daughter. And first, she and her husband had a lovely dinner together, and she made some pasta. And then the kids started kind of trickling into the house. And her daughter and her friends were like, we're going to do some pizza. Can you help us heat up the pizza? Then later, the son comes home, and they got some Chinese food takeout. And, hey, Mom, we need plates and all that kind of stuff. That's like three different meals, you know, three different groups of people. You've hosted a dinner three times now. She feels like it's time to set up some ground rules on what she's willing to allow in the house.
Everything you just mentioned also creates trash.
That's true.
The amount of trash in that house just grew by a factor of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally get the idea of it's fun to be the hangout house. And usually it's because you have like a pool table, a ping pong, right? Or
something,
the right gaming.
A great gaming
There's
system.
Something bringing the kids there, and it's keeping them in a cool environment, a safe environment. You know where they are. But then you've got to feed everybody?
Yeah.
Is that a rule in your house?
I don't know.
Or it's like, if you're coming over, bring cash and we'll just DoorDash it, right?
Is that your responsibility as the parent to feed everybody? Yeah. Or is it, hey, we need everybody to chip in on this pizza? What are your ground rules for your house if it's the hangout house?
That is our question for Momtroversy. The phone lines are open. We'd love to help this family. 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Maybe time to lay down the law, or at least some guidelines, some ground rules. We were contacted by a mom whose house has become the teen hangout zone. She's just very centrally located. A lot of the kids' friends tend to congregate at her house.
And that's good.
That's a good thing.
You know where they are. You know your kid has friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to make you feel good as a parent.
Socially, things are going well.
Yes.
Almost too well, though. She said last weekend she made 3 dinners in one evening because she made dinner for her and her husband. And then the kids start trickling in, and her daughter's friends all want to do pizza. Her son and his friends were going to do Chinese. Is she making every single meal? Is she paying for all of that food for everybody? What are some of the ground rules, and how do you approach something like that?
Hey, Z102.9, are you calling for Momtroversy?
Yeah.
How do you tackle this if you're like the big hangout house?
So I think you maybe set up a station where there's paper plates and, you know, plastic utensils so the kids can help themselves. And then a snack station, and maybe each of the kids brings a box of granola bars or something each week. And then you have some simple stuff around like chicken nuggets and pasta. And so the kids can be more responsible for themselves.
It's a little more potluck sounding.
Yeah. And it's on them to kind of help with the sourcing of the food.
Yeah. Yeah. Snacks, you know, have, if a kid likes a particular kind of fruit snack, have them bring a box to share with everyone.
I also like that idea of easy stuff that you can either microwave or cook, but the kid can probably figure it out anyway.
Yeah. You guys are on your own. I am not a short order chef.
Read the back of the chicken nugget bag. It'll tell you exactly how to make them. We're right over here if you have a question, but that way you're just not constantly running back and forth to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right, right. Here's a blue box of mac and cheese. Fix it up. You've got it.
That is a great suggestion.
I like that. Give them a little bit of power, a little bit of pride in it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Reminds me a little bit of like the first day of school, and you used to bring in a box of Kleenex.
Yeah.
So if you are going to be hanging out at our house.
Works for the teachers. It'll work
yes,
for you.
The rule is if you want a certain type of protein snack or Gatorade, like whatever you really, really enjoy, we will hold it here. Because you're going to be over a lot, but you need to at least provide it early on in the season. Or could the parents talk amongst themselves and put a little, like, budget together? Would that work?
Sure. Is it parent to parent? Or do you get the kids all involved? And then, just occurred to me, like, thank goodness she suggested, like, plastic cutlery and paper plates and stuff. But does that cut in? Is there a budget for all of that stuff, too?
That's a lot of trash you're generating.
Maybe you bring a pack of paper plates. And, yeah, and you are generating trash.
Another question, if your house is the teen hangout spot, what time's curfew? If your house curfew is different than your friend's.
Oh, true.
Because again, you're kind of responsible for them when they enter your house, right? But then you kick them out? Like, how do those rules get figured out?
It's like closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Last call, kids. Last call. We're kicking you. We're turning the lights on really bright.
Please leave.
And go. We're tired. If your house is the teen hangout spot, what are the house rules for you? Let's help out this family. Our phone lines are open for Momtroversy at 200-1029.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.